Men more likely to forgive their partner's affair than women, according to this study. Propaganda, my ass.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why this is propaganda.
Why?
This is because it's Ashley Madison doing this.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, you know, they want more women to be on the site.
Yes.
So they're like, look, ladies, even if you cheat your man, he's going to be okay.
He's
going to be fine. Look, according to our very, very thorough study, men are more likely to understand that. But women, on the other hand, they can't get over it because they're trying to lure women into their cheating site.
Mm-hmm.
The study found that men are more likely to forgive their partner after discovering they have been unfaithful.
I just feel like men can't fathom why women cheat because men are just like, how could you do that to me? But women sometimes can understand why they're not that they, you know what I mean, give them a pass or whatever, but they know that like guys are generally just horn dogs.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't mean anything to them when they cheat. It's not like, oh, he fell in love with this girl. It's just like, yeah, he wanted to hump. And so that's what he did.
And even some women, and it's not your fault, but you may take some responsibility going, well, I wasn't that freaky.
Goodness gracious.
I wasn't that freaky. He would ask to do stuff. I didn't want to do it.
I wasn't any fun. I gained a lot of weight.
And then, you know, so then he went out and found somebody else that would do that.
Yeah.
And then they feel a little bit of, you know, like, hey, that's on me.
But when a guy gets cheated on, it's just, to me, that's the end of the relationship.
It is. I'll tell you why.
Because she has pledged her allegiance to another man.
Correct.
And I'm the nation of domination.
I do think if the man is paying the majority of the bills,
yeah,
and he gets cheated on, he feels that that is the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah.
And so
now if the woman's paying the majority, then whatever.
I mean, then the dude might be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. If the woman's paying the majority of the bills, you got to expect to get cheated on.
Well, it says here, when faced with the idea of cheating, men concentrate on what happened physically. Women, on the other hand, are more interested in the emotional impact. The fact men appear to be more forgiving could also be because men and women tend to process responses to infidelity differently. Men are more interested in knowing about the physical aspects of the affair and find it hard to forgive when sex is actually involved, whereas women are much more affected when they believe that there was an emotional connection in the affair. The expert also said women are less likely to forgive emotional infidelity in an affair relationship.
It's just funny because we have an hour and a half left in the show. We could put out a thing where we're like, all right, could we get 10 guys to call in that have been cheated on and they stayed with their spouse? We could hold the phone lines open for the next hour and a half for the rest of the show, and I guarantee you we would not get 10 calls.
I don't think so either.
I could not reach.
I'm on your side.
I couldn't reach 10 of guys that are like, yeah, unfortunately I got cheated on, but we worked it out.
I don't know. Daniel, you didn't care if your chick cheats.
I did it before. Now I do.
Why?
Because everything's changed. Like,
what?
I think I value myself.
You're telling me
more
your chick right now that you have, if she cheated on you, would leave? No way.
Because she doesn't like.
You're lying.
Because the last year, as much as I put into the relationship, I guess, you know, financially, if she abuses that, then like you don't. If you're gonna cheat, then why am I gonna continue staying around?
I never thought I'd see Daniel stand up.
What about you, sir?
I'm at the point in my life where if my girl did cheat, I'd have to stay with her. Actually. Like,
yeah, your chick owns you.
I literally can't do anything in a normal capacity without her.
Okay. So you are disabled.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm in the part where I just have to suck it up. Actually.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's the worst life ever.
It kind of sucks.
Well,
but
it's
like,
not because like his, you know, fiance is future bro. I mean,
yeah, but she's not going to do that.
Yeah, yeah, she's not. That's why it's okay for Jared.
Yeah, but
I mean, it is. I understand what Jared's saying. Like, if God forbid she was like that, he would just have to deal with it.
All right. Exactly. Well, that hurts.
But luckily
my
she's not.
Diabetes hurt more.
Yeah. I can't walk around a grocery store by myself, but if she cheated, I kind of need her so I can walk around a grocery store.
I would yell at her all the time, though. If I was in your situation, right, I'd just be like, dumbass.
Right.
I would just constantly berate her. She's just cheating all the time.
I feel
you'd
like.
You'd be like, okay, that'll be $6.40. Hey, you hear that, whore?
Right. I definitely feel like we got bamboozled, though, on the producer front.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't know you were going to hire such a sickly guy.
I didn't either.
Okay, all right.
I thought his limp was fake.
Yeah.
I did, too.
Right?
He's just fully broken down.
Yeah, I thought it was for sympathy.
Yeah.
He
He's like a dog that's like looking for attention.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of unsure about himself. Like fakes an injury.
I like this lack of confidence. I thought it would be a good counterbalance to you.
He's genuinely sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lincoln, you forgave your wife for cheating?
Yes, I did.
Wow. And with such a cool name like Lincoln.
I know.
Like that is, I wouldn't expect a stud muffin like that to forgive.
So how did
Why
did you navigate through that?
I mean,
Lincoln. Navigate.
I mean, I just didn't want to put up our...
You got to be a good aviator.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't want to split up our family. Gotcha. I know my wife has a huge sexual appetite.
Did you call her vagina the town car? Ah, that's witty.
No, definitely don't call it that. But yeah, I mean, you know, we have an amazing sex life, and I think that if that had suffered because of her cheating, then I would have had a problem.
Okay, so
it would have made it way harder.
If some evil woman is listening right now, you're saying the key to a man forgiving the woman is to have a crazy sex life. Keep your man completely satisfied, right? As we said earlier, the genie in a bottle, right? That just does whatever. Whatever you want, she does. So you're saying because she's like that, that made it not sting as much. Whereas opposed to if she was cheating and you weren't getting any at all, right? Or if it was, you know, that part of your relationship, that aspect was suffering, it would have hurt more.
Yeah, absolutely. If our sexual life suffered at all, that would have been harder to forgive. Because, I mean, like, you know, most women are going to cheat on their men. So it's like, if I'm going to get cheated on, I might as well get cheated on by her, and then we still have a good sex life. You know what I mean?
Okay. I hear you. I would still leave. But I understand, because you're like, hey, if you leave her, you risk not finding another woman that's that freaky.
Yeah, I mean, I would also split up my family. And, you know, she's like a very good wife in every aspect of our marriage.
Do you guys have a dog?
No, we do not have a dog.
Okay, I was just checking. Because I didn't know if that was like another thing you didn't want to leave the dog. Because I've heard that a lot. Like, oh, I forgave my wife because I didn't want to leave my dog.
No.
She threatened me and said that she was going to take the dog. And I couldn't handle it. So.
Nah, nothing like that. Okay. She didn't cheat. She didn't, she didn't threaten or anything like that. Just, you know.
So she's a great wife in all the other aspects, but she's just got an appetite.
Yeah, she's just got a sexual appetite. So she got it out of her system and she's good. I mean, she's, you know.
I doubt she got it out of her system, sir.
Exactly.
I think you guys.
I gotta be honest. Like, if my chick had a good job, right, and she paid bills, and then also like I was fed every night, and I don't know. It might be hard. It might be hard to leave.
Got all the booty you wanted.
Yeah, and I was fed every night, like with dinner.
Food is very important. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said that
hot
three
dinner.
Times now. I would also
hot
like
food.
The occasional breakfast. Yeah, I think it might be. You gotta think, man. If all those things are being provided in your life, you might, because that's what guys expect girls to overlook. They're like, well, I provide all this stuff. You're going to leave me because I had one, you know, I messed up once. And then the girl's like, well, I guess I'm going to forgive him.
Well, but think about that. Dude's got cash. He's got prizes.
Yeah.
Right. He's got cool stuff.
And
she's like,
with
she's
girls like, nowadays, like girls, there's a lot of girls out there that have better jobs than their man does.
Yep.
There are a lot.
A lot. So
they really are.
Well, Lincoln, do you feel, I don't know, you don't feel like an idiot?
He's the new
around?
Wave. He's the TikTok generation.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I really thought about leaving. You know, I just thought about everything. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's just sex. I mean, she was just being dirty. She wasn't trying to replace me.
Yeah.
You know, she's just having sex, just kind of being dirty. Like,
can I just say I'm jealous of Lincoln? And, like, not his particular situation. Like, I'm not a cuck. But I'm jealous that he has the outlook of not letting something like this ruin his life. Like, I wish that I wouldn't have to blow up my whole life if, like, an incident happens, right? Like, one, you know, whatever. And then you have to ruin everything that you've built and worked for. Lincoln is able to move past it because in his brain, sex isn't a big deal. Like, I wish sex wasn't such a big deal to me, but it is. That's why I judge women based on how many people they've been with and, you know, all that other stuff.
For
and
sure.
And I wish I didn't because it's not fair. And I've been a cheater, so who am I to judge girl cheaters? I shouldn't. Let's but see. I do because it's a man's world. Get over it.
Let me go to Amber. Then we'll go to Jay and Matt. We'll go to Amber. Hang on, Lincoln.
Amber sounds like a okay. big-time cheater.
What's yeah. up, Amber?
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so I heard Billy say something about guys not leaving because of their dog.
Yeah.
I think it was a jokey joke. Right there.
No, but there. All right, so there's a guy that I dated for, like, probably a couple months. We ended up splitting up, but he then cheated on his girlfriend for 6 years, and to this day, I could text him, and he would still hook up with me, but he would tell me he's in love with me, he wants to build a life with me, wants to have children, but he would never leave, and I was like, well, why won't you leave her if you're saying all this? And he's like, because of the dogs. Yeah. I don't want to leave my dog.
Yeah,
she would
that's
take
a real thing.
Yeah, that wasn't, he didn't really mean that.
Yes,
though.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
though.
Did.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. I was like, that is the lamest excuse I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think
life.
It's a pretty good excuse. I mean, there's some people have more attachments to their dog than they do their families.
Yeah, me being that person, but still, he wasn't telling the truth.
No, absolutely not. It's insane, though. Like, I can't imagine. I was like, you're going to stay in a relationship with her for the rest of your life?
Just till the dog dies. That's all. That's what he's doing. He's holding
Which
out.
Dogs die pretty early.
So he's like, hey, I got like 5 more years with good boy.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it'll roll
yeah,
on.
No.
And then you guys might be together. Well, thank you, Amber.
You'll
thank
never
you.
Be with him.
Thank you for just backing
FYI,
up my
Amber.
Story. That really
she
does
did
happen.
It. No.
Let's go
Amber
to Matt.
Was just a fool again.
Let's go. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Matt?
Hey, what's going on, Matt? What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I got to say, I love this show. I hate this show because y'all make me think about stuff that makes me and my wife fight. You know what I mean? Y'all say crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I know it's real, but, dude, we fight about it. But you know what? If she cheated, I'm out, bro.
You're out.
Yeah.
What do you think of Lincoln, who's... you know, he's just going to keep stinking.
No, okay. I like that.
He's going to stay with
poor
his
woman.
You
don't commend Lincoln for being mature?
No. Poor Lincoln. Like, he does not deserve that name. Like, that name needs to go from him. Like.
All right, now they're trying to take his name away.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's such a badass name, though.
Let's go to Jay. Yes, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show. Longtime fan.
Appreciate it.
So I have history. I was younger back then, though, so I understand what he's saying about, you know, family and everything and all that. But do you not, like, get the fact how that's, like, stuck in the back of your head that your wife got nailed by another man?
Yeah. That's not in your brain, Lincoln?
Does it ever occur to you, like, damn, like, you know, I wonder what she did with him. Now, suppose that she's a genie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think she gave him that same fulfillment she gives you?
Yeah. I mean, do you think about that, Lincoln?
I mean, honestly,
do you do a lot of drinking, Lincoln?
Drinking, Lincoln.
I do a lot of, I definitely
weed.
Smoke a lot of weed,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I think
honest.
That...
Yeah.
I think my wife has cheated on me before this occasion, but it's just like, why bring it up? Why cause issues? It's just sex. It's not a big deal.
All right. He's the
like
modern man.
The trade-offs
there.
Are worth it.
The trade-offs are worth it. Okay, let's go to...
He's kinking.
I don't know
Lincoln.
If we're going to the bus company or what. Via.
Via.
Hey. Via, Via.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. I don't agree with that, to be honest. And I don't think that's a very smart decision, because your wife cheated on you. She shared her body with another man. That's super disgusting.
Oh, God.
Lincoln, wow. You hear that? It's gross.
Yeah, Via
disgusting.
Just called you out. God, Via got dirty.
Yeah, we can't say it like that.
Via.
We get what you're saying.
I just gave a Lil Jon song now.
So you're saying that she was being filthy with somebody else, and, you know, Mr. Lincoln's not even there for it. He's not even, like, she's doing this on her own.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's disgusting. And then she comes home, and then she's like, she just accepts her, and let's go, let's do this after you get it with another man. That's disgusting.
I mean, okay.
I mean, you have pissed her off.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Do you think you can smell it? Can you smell when another man's been on her?
Wouldn't a girl like to hear Lincoln's point of view about how he's not judgmental towards girls that cheat?
Yeah.
But this girl's, like, pissed off about it.
Yes. Yeah. I like her. You're the best, Via.
That's disgusting. I am married, and I honestly could never imagine cheating on my husband.
No, never.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, that's... Lincoln, I guess...
Lincoln, good luck, man.
Yeah, good luck with
At
that,
At least
dude.
Some TikTok girls are hot.
Thank you.
So, you know.
I mean, I know a lot of people think I'm an idiot, but I have a great sex life. I have a great marriage, so whatever. They can take whatever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.